Last year set another record for overdose deaths in Tennessee. The state's health department released the latest figures Monday, showing 1,776 fatal overdoses, with a huge spike in deaths involving fentanyl. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Despite so much public attention on the epidemic, fatal overdoses in Tennessee have been ballooning by more than 100 a year. Debbie Martin's grown son was one of the casualties of 2017, found unresponsive sitting in his car at a stoplight. Stephen had just returned to Smyrna after a year in and out of treatment centers.
It breaks my heart. That's 1,776 mothers and fathers, and then there's all the brothers and sisters. And like, we post the deaths on Tennessee roads. That's more than deaths on Tennessee roads. We're not doing anything.
This year, the Tennessee legislature did direct new spending toward drug treatment and law enforcement, as well as institute strict prescription limits on opioids. But the potent synthetic opioid fentanyl is an increasing concern. Martins believes her son took cocaine laced with fentanyl, which is relatively cheap and often mixed with other drugs. It now accounts for more than a quarter of all overdose deaths in the state. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.